Mr. LaPrada, can you please state your name and ADC number for the record?
Ismael LaPrada, 212461.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on September 28th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that form listed your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Oh, well, I didn't know nothing about that. They just told me if I wanted to get this hearing, and I just signed it.
Okay, well, it was one of the rights on that form is that you could have a lawyer. But today it looks like you're representing yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board that are conducting this hearing. And if you look way down at the other end of the bench from me on the video screen there, you see the Honorable David Neal. And right next to him, you see the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench, you see our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for this hearing. Also with us today, we have Mr. Osborne, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections. There, you can see Mr. Osborne now. He'll represent the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in.
And Ms. Josie.
And we have Ms.
Josie. She didn't give her last name, just Josie.
Okay, and we have Ms. Josie on the phone as well. And I need to swear all of you in. So Mr. LeBron, Mr. Osborne, and Ms. Josie, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. LaPrada?
Yes.
And Mr. Osborne?
I do, ma'am.
And Ms. Josie?
Ma'am?
Uh-huh?
Did you hear? You have been sworn in. Did you hear? Could you hear?
I didn't hear really good, but...
Okay, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you so affirm?
That's for you, Ms. Josie.
Yes.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. LaPrada, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation to you, if you would please respond as to whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation's false, we'll take some testimony from the Department of Corrections concerning that, the allegation. But the board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start phase one of your hearing now, and there's the one allegation on your warrant, which reads that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number two, demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on June 27, 2017, as verbally directed on June 6, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, Mr. LaPrada?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. LaPrada, just give me one moment here. I need to fill out some things. So, lost my paper. Based on Mr. LaPrada's admission, and testimony from the Department of Corrections, actually what's on the warrant. I move to find that Mr. Lopato was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. So Mr. Lopato will now move to phase two of the hearing. And we're going to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by, and Mr. Osborne will give us some additional information. And we'll be back with you in just a moment. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Lopato was released from BOP custody on May 12th of 2017. He was arrested on September 10th of 2017 by the Douglas Police Department under the gunner warrant status. He was returned back to our custody on September 12th of 2017 with 75 escondes with a community supervision end date of March 29th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, unlawful use of means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2013, flight from law vehicle, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2006, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. And 2011, marijuana violation, 1 year. He's had three terms with POC, has a CUIR score of 5.5, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is an FTG and Gang Commission noted that in 2006, he admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Eastside Torrance. And he's also suspected New Mexico Mafia, and on May 23rd and 13th, he was found in possession of contact addresses for validated Mexico Mafia members. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS completion, 4 months. And 2011, TIS completion, 4 months. Has a significant disciplinary history with multiple fights, theft, assaults, and possession of drugs noted. And since his return on September 29th of 2017, received a diet for positive or refusal of UA. Other arrests, 2003, assault, AZ unknown. 2005, criminal damage, AZ unknown. 2005, possession and sales of marijuana, AZ unknown. 2005, assault, AZ unknown. 2005, threat and intimidate, AZ juvenile detention. And 2006, smuggling, AZ unknown. And he has a community risk score of G6, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Lopato. It looks like you were released from Florence, and originally, it looks like you were dealing with a parole in Pinal County. But then you were transferred, it looks like, to Cochise Regional Parole Office?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me. And you were placed with your mother, Josie Lopato. Is that Miss Lopato? Is that who we have on the phone, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. Ma'am. Thank you. And I don't have any indication that you were working. Were you working?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so Noah, what kind of work do you do, sir?
Well, my friend has a beer shop. I used to help him right there.
So, like, working with tires, car tires?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hey, can I say something on that WA? When I came over here, I came from the streets dirty, but they still gave me the ticket for it. So it wasn't like if I was doing drugs in here or nothing like that.
Oh, this is the ticket that you got since you've been arrested?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Let's see. It looks like you were not being tested through TASC because you were in a rural area and you hadn't submitted any saliva specimens. It looks like you were referred for some programming and anger management, but you hadn't enrolled in the program. Why didn't you enroll in that?
I did, but the day I got out, going to court and they're trying to give me 2 more years. And that's why I didn't really do what was correct, because they only gave me 30 days out so I could go sign this plea agreement. So 30 days wasn't enough for my family out there. So I know it's wrong, but I ran.
Understood. Could you explain just a little? I'm a little confused about the Florence. Is there additional charges pending, or what was the 2 years about?
When I was in Central, I got caught with some drugs, and the day I got out, they told me I had to go to court. So I went to court, and they were trying to give me 2 more years. So they gave me 30 days out there to come back and sign the plea for 2 years. But I just didn't go because it was my family out there.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Mr. LaPrada. Mr. Osborne, there's nothing in the...
Yeah, man, for my printout name, there's nothing with any additional charges. I can check real quick on the DTO3 screen and check if there's an active one.
If you would, that'd be great. We're just trying to clarify that, see what that's about.
Okay.
Let's see. It looks like you've done 2 prior terms of supervision, and it looks like you did well on those. You did 4 months each time.
I do good. It's just this time we're trying to give me 2 more years after I did 5 years, and 30 days with my family wasn't enough, so I just wanted to stay out there for a little longer. I know it was bad, but I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay. I don't see any evidence of it, but do you have a drug or alcohol problem, Mr. LaPrada?
No.
No, okay.
I don't drink.
Okay. What about drugs?
Yeah, I would smoke marijuana and sometimes when I was younger I'd do drugs, but not anymore.
What kind of drugs?
I used to do cocaine.
Okay, alright. But just when you were younger, you just don't say you haven't used that. When's the last time?
Yeah, when I was like 16, 17.
Okay. All right. And how old are you now, sir? I'm sorry, I could look that up.
I'm 28.
28 now, okay. All right, so that's been a while. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Quinones.
Wait, just a quick question. Mr. LaPrada, can you hear me?
Yes.
You might have said this earlier, and maybe it got by me, but if you were looking at 2 more years, what were the 2 more years for, sir?
That's when I got caught with drugs in there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all. I just wanted clarification. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Question on the board? No questions? Mr. Hoffman?
On the agencies that I have access to, ma'am, I don't see anything or any information regarding to this, unless CIU has a special screen they go to. If it's still under investigation, it may not be that I have access to at this time.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's hear from Ms. LaPrada on the phone. Ms. LaPrada, what would you like the board to know? Ms. LaPrada?
Ma'am, Ms. Josie?
Yes.
Well, first of all, would you state your name for the record? What is your name?
Josie LaPrada.
And the chair, the Honorable Ms. Windhouse, asked what do you want to tell the board today?
To give my son his opportunities. I know he could change, and he's a good son, and just that friend. That friend, and I know he could do better than that, and thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. LaPrada. Mr. LaPrada, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that, without repeating what you've already told us. So what would you like us to know?
Yeah, I just, when I got out, when I my head was all messed up. I was in pink and white, and I was just doing foolish stuff. But I'm better than that. And if you give me a chance, I could prove that to you guys.
Okay. All right, thank you. It looks like Mr. Osborne has one more thing to add here.
Yes, ma'am. Just reading through the back to the chrono notes. I see nothing with us, but the officer talks about him going to court for pending charges from Pinal County. So did this happen in maybe in Pinal County's?
Maybe in the jail.
He's in the jail? Possibly.
Mr. LaPrada, were you in the Pinal County jail?
No, I was in ABC in Central.
In Central?
Central Unit.
Okay. All right, we're just trying to find any record of that with difficulty. All right.
Yeah, it was like in 2016, like in June, when I got caught. In June, July, around there.
And what drug was that that you were caught with?
Well, heroin.
Oh, you had heroin, okay. And were you using heroin then?
No.
You were not using, where you were?
No. Yeah, I was selling it.
Selling, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did have possession of drugs in 15.
Okay. It's interesting because there's no real record of that, so, but. All right. So, Mr. LaPrada, the board is going to end a discussion and make a determination. It may sound like the board's talking to you, but we are. It's the board discussing your case among itself. We don't talk about cases outside this room, so this is the first time we've discussed this matter. So if you would just remain on the phone and be silent, we will be back with you in just a moment or two. The board is now in discussion. Thank you. The board's in discussion. This is an unusual case in that there appear to be some charges that we don't have any evidence of. There's nothing documented on these charges. But those were, the thought of those charges and the kind of pending nature of them is what Mr. LaPrada says led him to abscond. He did abscond for 75 days. Even though in the past he had completed two terms in a community on supervision successfully. This time, just the thought of going back to prison, he did not have enough time to spend with his family, had just 30 days, and he wanted to spend more time with them, so he says he absconded. He is no longer an active drug user, according to him, hasn't used cocaine since he was 16 years old. He's 28 now. But he was selling. He is admitted to selling heroin in Central Unit. That's the crime that we have no particular record of. He was Director General in Anger Management, and that looks like, just looking at his past, which there I see aggravated assault, I see assaults, I see threatening, fights in the prison as part of his discipline in the prison. I see that he may have an anger problem, but he did not enroll in that programming as he was told to do. Understanding that it may be difficult to do in Douglas since it's a rural area. But I, just based on all of these things, I am not seeing Mr. LaPrada as a good candidate for community supervision. But I'm open to hearing any input from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion, and based on the information in warrant 2017W2243, our discussion with Mr. LaPrada, and the fact that he admits to selling the heroin in Central Unit and then absconding supervision, that he had returned to, or appears to have returned to, criminal ways with those activities. So I'm going to move that Mr. LaPrada was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Thank you. Mr. LaPrada, your community supervision has been revoked and you'll be released from the department on or about March 29th of 2018. We want you to succeed in community supervision. You've done it before, so I don't know what other than what you admitted, that you wanted to spend more time with your family, understandably. But for your safety and for your continued success, I think the board has voted that community supervision is not a good fit for you. I would like to thank you for participating in your hearing today. But this hearing is concluded and no further discussion may take place. Mr. LaPrada, would you please give the phone back to your correctional, your CO3? Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.